The Hopkins County United Way celebrated last year's big success and looked forward to this fall's campaign at the annual CEO luncheon at the Lodge Wednesday at noon. Chris Voorhees is back for a second year as campaign chairman, and here is some of what he had to say at the luncheon.
I want to welcome you guys to the 2014 United Way CEO Luncheon. This is actually a celebration for what we accomplished last year. Not only as United Way as a whole, but as each of the businesses as far as what they gave and how they supported United Way and came together to help those in need. You guys played a huge part in what we were able to accomplish. So you are part of our United Way team, without a doubt. Last year's goal was set at $155,000. That was the first time it had been raised in 6 years. And the last number we received, we had pledged $195,000. So we exceeded that goal by $40,000. That was a 25.8% more than what was actually allocated to those individual organizations. The neat thing about that means that those organizations will receive 25.8% more funds than what they actually asked for or what was allocated towards them. What that also means is there's 25.8% more people that will be helped with those funds. So I would call that a huge success. But as we move forward, we have to start looking at what we're going to do next year. As a coach, one of the things that I think about is we just finished a very, very successful season. If you were thinking about professional sports, it would be like we just won a World Series, an NFL Super Bowl, maybe a Stanley Cup, maybe even a World Cup. And now we've got that huge momentum, and we can celebrate. But what happens as we celebrate and move to the next year? If you guys follow sports very often, it's not many times that a team actually duplicates and goes back and wins it again. Why is that? Because there's other teams out there that are hungry, they work harder, or maybe complacency sets in. Well, my message to you guys, y'all can be a big help in not letting complacency set in. We have something called momentum, and we want to build on that momentum and carry it into this next campaign. So many times in a sporting event, momentum can change very quickly. Somebody may hit a game-winning home run, or maybe a home run that ties the ball game, or maybe there's an interception, or late in the game there's a defensive stop that changes the momentum of a game. Well, we don't want the momentum to change this year. We want to keep building on that momentum. And really, there's only one way to do that, and that's to dig down, dig deep, and continue to work hard. So I'm up for the challenge, and I hope you guys are too. One of the thoughts that comes to my mind is y'all sit in y'all's businesses and hear the word United Way come up. It just maybe it's a positive comment that you can make, encouraging comment that you can make to your employees to actually give a little more to help with this campaign. Because last year, one of the things that Joel helped us see was, hey, we've got a goal, and that's a minimum that we should be striving for. But really, it should be limitless.
The first campaign report meeting is planned for October 7th. KSST News.